Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our data-driven event today. It's great to be in New York. I'm Satya Nadella. In fact, the last time I was in New York was for our devices launch, and it's great to be back here for another super important milestone for us at Microsoft with our data technologies and platform launch today. It's a huge business for us, but more than that, what is important is the broad impact, the transformative impact it's having with our customers. And here we are to talk about a lot of the technology and that impact. In fact, as I travel around the world and talk to lots of customers, partners, others, government leaders, it's clear the digital transformation of every part of society and economy is top of mind to these leaders. And in fact, people talk about this fourth industrial revolution, just like the first three with steam and electricity and information technology. It had a pretty broad impact in the way we live, the way we work, the way we entertain ourselves, the way we communicate. And now, when we talk about this fourth industrial revolution with digital technology, we're talking about it having perhaps even a broader, deeper impact on all those aspects of our lives. And it's interesting to sort of look back and sort of say, what is it that causes that transformative impact? What is the confluence of circumstances that brings that transformation about? There's definitely technology, the technology that connects everything. There is not a place, a person, or a thing that is not connected. All of these connected entities create lots and lots of data. The one estimate is that we already have something like 10 zettabytes of data, and then by 2020, we will have 50 zettabytes of data. And the question then, of course, is how is all this data being used? There is a new form of computing that is also simultaneously developing called cloud computing. This is a way to bring storage compute network in a completely different way so that you can deal with this level and this scale of data and turn that and process that and convert it. So it's that circuit, it's that new beginning of a set of technologies that are co-evolving, having everything connected, generating lots of data, and having a new form of computing that can, in fact, process all of that data. That's bringing forth this digital transformation. And we think that this digital transformation's impact, we're at the very beginning of it. It's in the years and the decades to come that we will truly understand and realize the benefits. It's also going to be a tumultuous period of change for us in our businesses. And how we navigate that is going to be at a premium. And to us, the question then, of course, is what is Microsoft doing in data? In fact, the way we start is to think of data as this new electricity, because I think that's the best way to characterize the power of data and its transformative power. It's more than just data by itself. It is the ability to unlock from data the insights and intelligence that is going to create that transformative power. It's moving from having lots of data to creating predictive power and analytical power inside of every organization. That's what the fourth industrial revolution is all about, and that's what we're focused on. In fact, we draw inspiration for everything we do at Microsoft from our mission. Our mission at Microsoft is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. These are not just a set of words for us. In fact, it's a guide that reminds us every day about the choices we make, whether it be a customer interaction or a product design decision, so that we are doing things that we can uniquely do and contribute as a company, and more importantly, that they're useful and impactful for our customers. And so when you look at it through that lens, what we are trying to get done in data comes to focus. For example, we as a company focus a lot on both people and organizations. We deeply believe in the power of institutions. companies, nonprofits, public sector. We think that institutions are what build economies and societies. And of course, institutions are built by people. And so that connection between how people come together and how institutions thrive using technology is front and center to us. So when we talk about data, that notion of being able to take lots of data and convert it into better decisions, better judgment, better intelligence is the most important thing that we think about as we build our products. We also think about it from a global scale. In fact, around data, we're at the very beginning of even understanding what are the frameworks of law, what are the regulations, because there have got to be enduring principles that you have to navigate and keep constant. For example, the security. How are you going to keep data secure? How is it going to be private? How is it going to be transparent to the users in terms of what the data is being used for? And then compliance. These are the enduring principles on a worldwide basis, not just in one jurisdiction, not in one country, but on a worldwide basis that you have to really think through, not just after the fact, but in the design decisions of the products that you use and the products that you build. And lastly, more than anything else, it's that notion of achievement. For us, success does not lie in launching products. In fact, I sort of joke internally that we should not have launch events. We should only have customer success events, because it's really not a marker of any progress if all we do is launch technology and release products. It is only useful when it is being transformed by our customers. In fact, we are at Microsoft. It is really about digital technology from each one of our customers. And we want to provide the broad platforms that helps create that. That's at the center of our mission. This transformation is well on its way. You get these early signs. Every epoch or every era has the harbingers of what's to come. What is the way this transformation will play out can be forecasted, if you will, by looking at some of the early customers. For example, in our case, we're very inspired by some of the business transformation stories. Take ThyssenKrupp, which is an elevator company out of the heart of Germany, has over 1 million elevators. They were now able to connect all of those 1 million elevators into connected smart elevators, transform their business model from having reactive repairs on elevators to proactive uptime SLAs as new service contracts. So that is not just a bunch of digital services they created, but it's a fundamental shift in their business model. You'll hear later from Johnson Controls how they themselves are going through this transformation. They've built building control systems for a long time, but now they're all connected. And now, because of that connection and their analytical capabilities, they're transforming not only the SLA that they can offer to their customers, but more importantly, energy consumption, which is obviously a super important thing, not only for their customers, but for us as a society. You take a look at Priva, which is a fascinating story. It's a startup out of London. In fact, they went and took all of the underground air raid shelters from World War II and converted them into new urban farming centers. And again, why were they able to do that? They were able to do that because of IoT, sensors, and the ability to do farming and agriculture and improve its productivity in a completely new way. You look at even AccuWeather. They've always had weather data, and they've had consumer products. But now they're not only taking their historical weather and their predictive power in terms of weather forecasts and making it available to other businesses. So if you are a manufacturer or a retailer, think about both your supply chain and your inventory efficiency because of this new capability that you have to be able to use weather predictions as a way to predict what may happen in terms of consumer behavior and product sell-through. You see Dartmouth Hitchcock completely transform what personalized care would mean. They're building in systems where they not only collect data with the utmost security and privacy and all of the compliance requirements, but to transform it to better health outcomes for their patients. Remote monitoring, personalized care, are just new digital products and services that they are creating. So this transformation is very broad, and there is industry after industry, company after company that's going through this. In fact, I like to think about even Microsoft is changing because of data. Even this morning when I got up, I went to my Power BI reports to look at the usage stats across all of our services from last night. And it's not something I used to do even a couple of years ago. But now if you sort of look at anyone at Microsoft, the very nature of how we build products, how we instrument them to be able to take data from them and use that to make better decisions about what comes next versus blind faith in our own conviction has completely changed how we think about product development. In fact, I would say it's this data science and design are two things that are changing how we think about even product development at the core. How we measure success. As CEOs, we are all responsible for showing up every quarter, especially for people in New York, and talk about our success. But we know that that success that we talk about on those quarterly calls are lagging indicators, not leading indicators. And the real trick is, how are we as organizations and organizational leaders in touch with those leading indicators of success? Some of our best people inside are people who are defining those leading indicator metrics so that we know that this has predictive power of future success. And so it's having this very broad impact on how we build products, how we measure success, and how we even engage our employees. One of the products that we have at Microsoft is called Organizational Analytics. And the idea here is to be able to give individuals at Microsoft or anyone who uses Office 365 the power to reason over their most precious commodity, which is time, so that they can use their time wisely. And the fact that I can, just like how I get my health data from my band, I can in fact look at the number of meetings I'm having, how much of that time is being spent with external customers, how much of it is being spent on real issues that matter. All of that intelligence, in fact, shapes how I allocate my time going forward. So those are just examples of what is real for me in my daily life in terms of how you're inculcating these data products inside of our own behaviors, actions, and culture. And today what you'll hear about is a lot of the technology. We're building this broad, deep digital data platform. This platform is going to help every business become a software business, a data business, and an intelligence business. That's our vision. We want them to be able to take not only their data, collect it in large amounts, store it securely, process it, but convert it into insights and intelligence, that analytical and predictive power. We also want to equip everyone, not just in the IT industry, but in every sector, with the skills around data literacy, which I think are going to be key for jobs of the future, competitiveness of the future. So that's what the rest of today is all about. It's about technology, but it's in technology in your hands, in our customers' hands, and how it is setting the stage for their own transformation, their own digital transformation. And that's what you're going to hear about the rest of the day. And I'm really excited because this business is a very critical business. And as I said at the very beginning, for me, it is that transformative power that this technology has. The fact that this speaks to the very core of the Microsoft mission of how we can bring digital technology that empowers every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. And today is a very big milestone in that process. Thank you very, very much. And at this point, I'll have Scott Guthrie, who leads our data platform and cloud platform teams, to come up on stage. Scott.